Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Dog Doctor Radio Show, coming to you live from the future home of Tima Neke in Alaska. I am here solo today. Michelle is back in Denver. She and my son Kyle just left earlier this week to head back to Denver to continue to run Denver Dog Works while I'm up here for the next 9 months or so, getting this place ready for our eventual Iditarod team and a place to live for the family. And I have to tell you guys, I'm sitting here in my makeshift office with boxes all over the place and wires every which way, and there's not a better sight than the world of sitting here looking out the window down at our future kennel for our Iditarod dogs. Hope to have Iditarod dogs. We're looking very forward to obtaining some dogs in the very near future from good friends of ours, and we hope to get back into mushing very soon. But as I sit here, I can't help but wonder, what have I done? I have moved out from a middle-class suburbia into the middle of nowhere with a makeshift home and even worse shape kennel building, and I am trying with all of my might to build this kennel up so we can have an Iditarod team in the very near future and my hopes of running the race in 2013. As I said earlier, Michelle and Kyle made it back very safely from our time here in Alaska. They spent about a week and a half with me up here, and we got quite a bit done. We've already hauled off well over 25 cubic yards of waste and trash and building materials that have just been left around on this property and its 4 acres for well over a decade. And we're looking very forward to making sure that we can make this place not only a house, but a home and a place for our future business. Michelle will join us in a couple of weeks after we get all the quirks worked out with being so far away from each other and still dealing with that drabid Skype issue and GarageBand. I cannot get that figured out, and I would still love to have some help on that. If anybody knows anything about GarageBand, Blog Talk Radio, and Skype, please contact me. You can do it through the show here at live at dogdoctorradio.com, or give me a call at 303-578-9881. And for you guys that are following our progress of our adventure up here in Alaska, you can either look for us on Facebook or Twitter, Denver Dog Works or Alaska Dog Works on either site, or you can follow our blog. It's called The Future of Iditarod, The Future Home of Iditarod Dreams, and you can find that at WordPress, and it's robertforto.wordpress.com. And I am surprised that we're getting the number of hits that we're getting on that blog, and people really like to read our daily adventures and exploits and wherewithals of what we're trying to do up here in Alaska, and it's turning into quite a comedic event, if I do say so myself, and I'm enjoying every minute of it and enjoying writing about it and keeping you guys abreast of our progress. And I welcome any comments and concerns that you guys have, and so many wonderful people have sent comments about what life is like up here in Alaska, and I am so thankful for all the people that I've met over the last couple of weeks and their gracious hospitality of what they are providing to us here up in the last frontier. Today we have a pretty special show for you. We're going to bring back a segment of one of our later shows. It's about board and train for your dogs. And I know we talk a lot about that here on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, but it's an important training program for all of the dog owners out there that just don't have time to train their dogs. And what a wonderful way to go on vacation, to make sure that your dog is safe someplace and you can enjoy yourself while your dog is enjoying himself too, in one of the most premier training centers in the country at Denver Dog Works. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But before we do, I want to tell you guys about our newest addition to the family and one of the members of the future Iditarod team, and her name is Reagan. We just picked up Reagan a couple of weeks ago from our good friends of ours down in California, April and John Wood of Jaw Raw Siberians. Her website is www.jaraw.com, and her name is April, and her husband's name is John. So if you're looking for a quality Siberian Husky, I don't know if they have any right now, but you can always look them up through their website or on Facebook or Twitter as well. And I tell you what, this little girl here, she is not only a sled dog in the making, but a true lover as well. And what a companion to have up here with me on my journey and my quest for the next 9 months or so while we settle things here in Alaska. So that is Reagan, and you can find out more about her as well on our Facebook page. We've posted all sorts of pictures, and all kinds of people are commenting and giving advice, and I look forward to having your comments as well. I was just reading in the Denver Post the other day about pit bulls and service dogs, and that apparently there is going to be a loophole in Denver with the breed ban that they have going on and allowing service dogs and pit bulls to coincide as one. And I find that a big step for the breed ban in Denver. And it's getting quite a bit of support. And what they're doing is they're taking pit bulls and using them as psychiatric service dogs for veterans that are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder and things like that. The nice thing about it is the ruling says that it doesn't matter what type of dog is used as a service dog, and the person should be able to pick which dog or which animal that they use. So I'm still trying to figure out what the status is of that, and I'll let you guys know in the near future what's going on with the breed ban and pit bulls and service dogs in Denver. And I know we've talked a lot about that on this show here, and it's a very important topic because it's something that we deal with every day at Denver Dog Works. We deal with the breed ban, of course, on an expert witness type scenario, and, of course, we train service dogs, and we train service dogs for post-traumatic stress. So it's an important topic that is not going to go away, and I'm looking forward to finding out more information about it as well. So without further ado, I want to introduce that segment about our frequently asked questions on our board and train program. Remember, guys, we do a nationwide board and train. You can fly your dog to us, and we'll pick them up at the airport. We can utilize Pet Airways. We've done that in the past. The Pet Airways flies into the Louisville, Colorado airport, not DIA, and we'll pick them up. And those people are so gracious at Pet Airways. And we do have a show of the owner of Pet Airways on in a previous episode. And if you want to find that, you can look it up in our catalog. But we also use other airlines, and it's been nice enough where most airlines are still flying. It hasn't been too hot throughout the country in order for dogs to fly, and things are getting better and better with that. So if you do have a dog and you're listening in New York or Florida or Oregon or even Alaska, we can help you out with our premier board and train program that we call Camp Works. So sit back and enjoy the Dog Doctor Radio Show's information on our highly popular and very successful Camp Works board and train program. What is Camp Works?
Well, Camp Works is a program based off of a board and train. And board and train is very simple. Board and trains have been around for probably 30 years. They just weren't very popular until the last 5 or 6 years. And that is where you give your dog to a trainer. They either train in their home or they train in their kennel. And they keep your dog for a period of typically 2 to 12 weeks. We have programs that run for puppies 2 weeks and 4 weeks, and then all the way up to 12 weeks for our older dogs. Our most popular is our Camp Works 1, which is 3 weeks, 21 days to make or break a habit. This Camp Works you developed probably 15 years ago when you were training dogs for people in the park, and you had a couple of people that said, hey, can you just take my dog for a couple of weeks? I'm going on a vacation. And you developed this program that way, and we've just expanded on it. You have trained many more service dogs than I have, but I've kind of picked up the pieces where you left off because you've become an aggressive dog expert, and I've incorporated my service dog training style into the Camp Works program, and we have found that it works out excellently for regular pet dogs, because people want that service dog quality in their dog inside their own home, and to have it transfer outside of the home in certain situations. There's a lot of places here in Colorado, coffee shops and outdoor dining areas, where you can take your dog, and what better way to have your dog be prepared for public access if he's allowed to be there, whether he's a service dog or not. So I've incorporated that type of training into my CampWorks program. It is explained out there, and it's going to be developed a little bit more over the next couple of months as we expand. CampWorks is pleased with the services that we have received from Pet Airways. We've had one dog so far travel to us from New York, Charlie. We have spoken about several times on this radio show, and you know, the experience was quite honestly awesome. They treated him well. They made sure that he was comfortable, and I can't say anything better about them. And we first heard about Pet Airways when we first started this radio show about a year ago, before they even were off the ground, and we were skeptical. How in the world do you just have a pet-only airline? How is this going to work? Well, we have discovered that it works out great. In fact, I will never travel my dogs again on a commercial airline. I will use Pet Airways, and that includes sending Robert all over the country with his sled dogs. I don't care if I have to commission the entire plane. That is how we will be traveling with our dogs if he needs to fly them. For those of you that live within a four-state area or the Rocky Mountain region, we will be traveling and perfectly able and capable to come to you, pick up your dog, and bring them to our facility, which is half in our home right now and half at our training center. Understand that the dogs become part of our family, and we do everything with them. They go to work, they come home. They go to work, they come home. If we go to the park, they go to the park. If we go to the kids' ball games, they go to the kids' ball games. This is why I only train four dogs at a time, and this is why it's such a sought-after package, at least here in Denver.
So our area is Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, and Utah. We're going to tease people a little bit and head over.
Well, I'll go to Las Vegas, but that's about as far as we'll go.
Right. So with that, we are going to offer transportation, and I know you just touched on it just a second ago, but what is that process? How do people find out about us? First and foremost, of course, visit denverdogworks.com, but let's say they're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and a typical client will call us up or send us an email, and then they'll come in for an evaluation, and then they'll either decide or think about what they want to do, and then they will put down a deposit for an upcoming spot. So how is it going to work for Mr. Johnson in Santa Fe?
Well, with Charlie's owner and I had extensive emails and phone calls back and forth, probably about four or five communications back and forth about Charlie. Charlie is unique. Charlie was purchased with the idea of doing a board and train prior to him being purchased. If you already have a dog and you're having these problems, or you want to take advantage of a CampWorks training program, I would encourage you to take a short video, 3 to 5 minutes. Show us what your dog does that you dislike. Show us some of the things that you love about your dog so I can capture some of the dog's personality, because in my CampWorks program, I'm not changing your dog. I'm not eliminating their personality. I'm bringing the best of your dog out of them and giving them manners. So I would encourage you to take a short video of your dog and send it to us via email or even in snail mail. I don't care. You can put it on YouTube, and can they put it on our YouTube account?
They can't put it on our YouTube, but anybody can set up a YouTube account. If you're just a little bit tech savvy, you can do it relatively easy. Pretty much these days, if you have an Apple computer or a PC, any of them allow you to record video on your camera, even using your iPhone or your BlackBerry or whatever.
Right.
And then you can just download it to your computer, save it as a file, and shoot it over on email.
That's right, and you've done actually lots of the YouTube videos via your iPhone for us, and they work out just fine. So I would prefer people to do a little short video of their dogs and include an email. You can tell me everything about little Max. Max likes to steal things off the counter. Max likes to jump on people, but Max also likes to lay down next to me and keep my feet warm. That's what I want to know.
So how long is our waiting list, and then how do people reserve their spots?
Well, that's something that needs to be tweaked a little bit on the website. Right now I have availability beginning the last week of April for the next 3 weeks. But please understand that for my three-week programs, they fill up a little faster. Charlie is here on a 12-week program, and a 12-week long program is a little bit different. That means that I go from four available slots to three available slots over the next 12 weeks.
That's right. And if you're interested in signing up, as we said, we have video and everything that we can get from you, but we also have a deposit tab on our merchandise page on Denver Dog Works. You can reserve your spot there with a credit card. You can use PayPal. You can call us up and reserve it with a credit card. You can send us a check or a money order, whatever you want to do, but it's important that you reserve your spot. So if you're thinking that, yes, we're going to go on vacation in August, and we're going to be going for 3 weeks to Hawaii or whatever, make sure you reserve that spot well in advance, because our spots fill up very quickly, and we want to make sure that if you're going on summer vacation that you have the spot reserved for you and your dog.
Absolutely. And, you know, one other thing, we're going to be having a satellite office that we're going to be looking at building in Minnesota as well, and that will give us a new region. But we're going to be retaining our Rocky Mountain region site with a very good friend of ours and fellow trainer, Leah Morse, who will be continuing our Camp Works program, and she will be following it exactly the way that I do it here now. So don't let that discourage you. You guys are hearing that we might be moving. Yeah, we might be moving, but that doesn't mean that you can't still retain our services.
And with that, on this transportation option that we're having, how is that going to work when the time is over? Or the training is over?
Well, if your dog is out of state and you are unable to come to a send home and your two follow-ups that are included, then you will be getting your dog returned to you with a videotape and specific instructions, as everybody else does. The videotape is not available for those clients that are able to come in and get us personally.
So that is with our Pet Airways connection, but what about...
That is with our Pet Airways connection, and if I'm bringing your dog back to you via the Van Go, however we're going to call that, you will get the send home will be over the course of 2 days, and you will have to pay for the expense of the travel. So the packages are the training cost only. The Pet Airways is a separate cost.
You would pay Pet Airways for that.
Right. And then the transportation via me coming and getting your dog and returning your dog is going to be mileage, and then one afternoon fee.
And that's going to be very much explained as we go and as we talk to potential clients and their dogs for our Camp Works program.
So there you go, guys. Information on Denver Dog Works Camp Works program. Everything in that interview still rings true, with the exception of having that satellite office in Minnesota. If you listen to the beginning of this show, you know that we are now in Alaska rather than Minnesota. We just could not pass up this offer on this Iditarod property. So we will still train nationwide, and we still offer the same great service throughout the nation, utilizing Pet Airways and our transportation that Michelle mentioned in the interview. If you would like to find out more information about our Camp Works program, you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Denver Dog Works, or give us a call at 303-578-9881 and tell us you heard about us on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, and we will offer you a discount. Michelle has information about that program anytime you call, 24 hours a day. So just give us a call, and we will be glad to help you. On next week's show, we hope to have Michelle back. I know she is sorely missed here on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, and we're so looking forward to having our banter back and forth and our conversation to you guys about the world of dogs. And we're looking forward for any comments, suggestions, or advice on future shows. And if you know of a guest that would like to be on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, whether that be a trainer, an author, a pet story, or anything of the such, please give us a call, 303-578-9881, and we would be glad to talk to you. You're listening to the Dog Doctor Radio Show, coming to you live from the future home of Iditarod Dreams and Team Aneke. We look forward to hearing from you guys real soon. Until next week, never forget your dreams. We'll see you later. Goodbye.